Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. In our last programs, we looked at two important verses in Quran chapter 8, that is verses 32 and 33. For there we read, O Allah, if this was the truth from you, rain down stones on us from the heaven or give us painful torment. That was the challenge of the infidels of Mecca when Muhammad was living with them. And he obviously, as we shared in our last program, shared with them so many of the stories about the previous prophets who came before Muhammad. And because their people did not listen to the prophets, the judgment of Allah, the painful torments came on them. And that's how these people were punished and perished by Allah. So here we see that the infidels are really challenging Muhammad, and they are disproving every credibility he have concerning his claiming to be a prophet from Allah. So they said, okay, you talked to us about previous prophets and somehow their people were perished and judged for their sin. Do the same for us. Go ahead, make our days. So now they're telling Allah, if your prophet is true, if Muhammad is real, if the Quran is your word, go ahead, kill us. And that is how they would like to die. They would like to be killed by stones from heaven or by getting painful torment. Now, as we see in our last program, Allah said in verse 33, and it was not of Allah to torment them while you were with them. Well, amazingly, we know that Muhammad migrated from Mecca to Medina, and now he is a good 210 miles away from them. But guess what? The torment of Allah did not come on them, and no rain of stone came down on them. But then Muhammad also stated, and it was not for Allah to torment them while they were asking forgiveness. And I do not know which one of these infidels of Mecca thought any forgiveness of Allah. So obviously from this story, we see that Allah and Muhammad failed the test which the infidels of Mecca used to challenge him. And now we know for certain that Muhammad was not a prophet from God, nor did he come with the truth, because if he was, then they should all be punished by Allah. But guess what? Now Muhammad is in Medina. Now Muhammad became a strong militant man. Now Muhammad have 10,000 followers. We're talking about some 8 years later. So do you think Muhammad will let Allah do his punishment against these people? Or maybe we have a different technique. That is exactly what we're going to be seeing in verses 12, 13, 14 of Quran chapter 8. From which we will discover that Islam is not what Muslims claim in the West. Islam is not a loving and a peaceful religion. Muhammad was not a prophet from God, because obviously if he is, then it should be the job of Allah to bring the punishment on the people, as we have seen in all previous stories which Muhammad invented and inserted in his Quran. Notice, it was not Prophet Lot who brought judgment on his people, but actually it was Allah in the Quran who punished them. It is not Prophet Shaib or Prophet Saleh or Prophet Hud who brought the judgment on all their peoples, but it was Allah who did it. Will Allah do the same here in the story of Muhammad, the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam, and the infidels, the wicked people of Mecca? Or we'll have a different techniques. That is what we read in following verses 12, 13, and 14 of Quran chapter 8. For there we read, when your Lord revealed to the angels, I am with you, so make firm those who believed. I will cast the terror into the heart of those who became infidels. So strike above their necks, that is decapitation, and strike off, that is to chop off, every finger from them. This is because they have opposed Allah and His Messenger, And whoever opposes Allah and His Messenger, so surely Allah is severe in the punishment that is, so taste it, and that to the infidels, the torment of the fire. Now, when you look at these verses, you find that there are four identities. First of all, Allah, the Lord of Muhammad. Number two, the angels of Allah, the Muslim believers, and finally, the infidels. I thought the challenge was given from the infidels to Allah through Muhammad go ahead, bring your judgment on us. We are opposing you and your Allah. Rain stones on us or whatever torment you're going to bring to us. Now, Allah is answering that challenge. A few years later, but here is the answer. Allah, Muhammad's Lord, is the one who revealed to the angels. Wait a minute. I thought angels are with Allah. They don't have to receive revelation from Allah, but somehow here is a command. What the angels will do? The angels were assured by Allah that He is with them. That is when we read, I am with you. Excuse me. Is this really new information angels need to know? So here is the command of Allah to His angels. So make firm those who believed. Oh, Allah is going to strengthen, empower the Muslim believers. Wow. So far, so good. What Allah will do and what Muslim believers will do is the answer for the challenge of the infidels, which we have read earlier in Quran chapter 8, verses 32 and 33, which obviously took place when Muhammad was living in Mecca, years before he migrated to the city of Medina. We have to understand now. Quran chapter 8, it is the chapter before the last, as Muhammad claimed to receive this revelation of Allah, which is known to be the generous Quran. So here we see what Allah will do and what the Muslim believers will do. We know that Allah sent His angels, revealed to His angels, and sent them to strengthen and empower the Muslim believers. But here is what Allah will do. I will cast the terror into the heart of those who became infidels. Which means Allah actually will terrorize the Jews, the Christians, idol worshippers, any and everyone who did not believe in Muhammad. And now we see the role of the Muslim believers to bring the torment of Allah on the infidels of Mecca and the infidels of planet Earth. That is including even the infidels who live today in the 21st century in America. So strike above their necks. That is decapitation. Allah commands the Muslim believers to decapitate the infidels. Not only they will strike above their necks, but also they will strike off, that is chop off every finger from them. Imagine with me what ISIS and many other jihadi organizations have been doing in the last few years. It is actually the practice of the verses of Allah in the Quran. And every Muslim believer ought to do the same, which is chopping off the fingers. And by the way, when we say fingers in the Arabic language, we mean the 10 you have on your hands and the 10 you have on your feet of every infidel. That is the most savage and barbaric way to punish people, when you have them in front of you and you start cutting their fingers and their toes one at a time. Now, why is this punishment? Oh, because Muhammad is going to show them that he is a true prophet and Allah is God. Wait a minute. Let me read to you again how these infidels of Mecca challenged Muhammad and Allah. They said in verse 32, and when they said, O Allah, if this was the truth from you, rain down stones on us from the heaven or give us painful torment. The challenge of the infidels of Mecca to Muhammad was not that he, Muhammad, will behead them and cut all their fingers in their hands and their toes in their feet. No. The challenge was for Allah himself to do the torment, for Allah himself to rain stones from heaven, as many prophets did in the past. We read that in previous studies we did in that series, concerning Prophet Shaib and Prophet Saleh and Prophet Hud and Prophet Lot, and on with these made-up stories of Muhammad in the Quran. But obviously it was proven that Muhammad was not a prophet, because Allah, his God, did not send any rain of stones from heaven or normal punishment of Allah with severe pain. No, it is Allah asking the Muslim believers to do His dirty work. And that is exactly the case from the days of Muhammad until today. It has been 1450 years and Muslims always shout Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, which means Allah is bigger, Allah is bigger. When in reality, I believe Allah is not Akbar, Allah is not bigger, Allah is actually Asghar, the opposite word in the Arabic language, which means smaller. And the evidence is that when Muslims shout Allahu Akbar, it is not Allah who's killing the infidels. It is the Muslims who are killing the infidels, which goes in the opposite of the challenge which the infidels put against Allah and His Messenger Muhammad.
The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
And let's ask the most important question again. Why Allah ordered the Muslim believers to behead the infidels, all those who did not believe in Muhammad? The answer we can see in verse 13. For there we read, this is because they, these are the infidels, have opposed Allah and His Messenger. Excuse me, how can he oppose Allah? Is Allah just a symbol guy walking the street somewhere, living in some town there? I mean, when you read the Quran, you think that Allah is just another messenger or another prophet or another gentleman or somebody. No, he's not. You cannot oppose Allah. You cannot wage war against Allah. You cannot perform jihad against Allah. If Allah is God, as Muslims claim, this is nonsense. But yes, because they opposed Allah and because they opposed Muhammad, that's why Allah brought this punishment, the beheading and the cutting of all their fingers and toes. As stated by Al-Tabari, Allah asks the believers to strike every limb and joint of the enemy from the ends of their hands and feet. Allah continued to say, so surely Allah is severe in the punishment. Wow. Allah is severe of the punishment, or Muhammad and the Muslim believers are the ones who are severe in the punishment? You see, I don't think Muslims can see or understand what they're reading in their own books. If it is Allah is the one who is severe in the punishment, it should be Him who brings the judgment on the infidels, not Muhammad and his thousands of savage followers whom Allah and Muhammad call believers. Not only that, Muhammad and his wonderful believers will torture the infidels by cutting their toes and their fingers and beheading them. Actually, there is another punishment which comes directly from Allah, and that is what we read in verse 14. That is, so taste it, and that to the infidel, the torment of the fire, which means Allah will send these infidels in hell forever. I come to disagree with that, because I personally believe all the Christians who were beheaded by Muhammad did not taste any of the fire of hell, but they actually entered to the paradise to be with all the Christian believers who had gone before them. So the torment of hell is not for any Christian who was ever tortured or beheaded by Muhammad or his believers. These are the savage Muslims, not only in Muhammad days, but even until today. Now I'd like to share with you a similar story to that which we read in the Quran, which is written concerning a true prophet in the Bible, to see how God judged the people who opposed his prophet in the Bible. That is Prophet Moses. And we read about that story in the book of Numbers, chapter 16. For we know that a man by the name Korah and another by the name Dathan and his brother Abiram and another by the name On, these are descendants of Reuben, opposed Moses. They did not like Moses. They did not want Moses nor his brother to be the leaders of the Jewish nation after they left Egypt, as they were circling around before they entered the promised land. They told Moses, "Who made you the leader of us? We're all holy in the community. God is with us. We do not need you nor your brother to be in charge of us." That is exactly what we read in verse 2. And they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation, representatives of the congregation, men of renown. What was the reaction of Moses when he saw this opposition? Did he ask Allah to send his angels to strengthen his believers, that they smite all these people and cut their toes and their fingers, as we have seen in Quran chapter 8 verses 12 to 15? No. In verse 4, we see the difference between the humility of Prophet Moses and the arrogance of Muhammad, as we see in his writing of the Quran. For in verse 4, we read, "So when Moses heard it, he fell on his face." Man, oh man, what a huge difference between a true prophet, that is Moses, and a propaganda prophet, that is Muhammad. We encourage you, our dear listeners, to read the entire chapter that is in the book of Numbers, chapter 16. But for the sake of time, I would like to tell you how God punished these people according to the challenge of Moses to them and to the rest of the congregation. Because I know that in verse 21 that it was God who desired to annihilate the whole entire people except Moses and his brother Aaron. But once again in verse 22, Moses and Aaron, both of them, fell on their faces and said, "O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and you be angry with all the congregation?" Once again, they interceded before God for all the children of Israel that they will not be wiped out. And here is the proof of how God will punish those people. In verses 28 and 29 of chapter 16, we read, "And Moses said, by this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own will." If these men, those are the men who opposed Moses and his brother Aaron, if these men die naturally like all men, which means just normal sickness or old age, or if they are visited by the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. Then the truth is not with me. Then I'm not true prophet from God. But, listen carefully in verse 30, "If the Lord creates a new thing and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them and they go down alive into the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord." What a great way to see God's vengeance and judgment. Not like in the case of Allah in the Quran. He just sent his angels to strengthen the Muslim believers, which no one has seen. And now Muhammad and all these wonderful Muslim believers behead all those who opposed Muhammad, all those who rejected Islam. And not only they beheaded them, they actually tortured them first by cutting their fingers and their toes. And that is exactly how Muslims continue to practice the savage teachings of the Quran even until today. Now let's see how long it took God in the Bible to bring that unusual way to punish those people who opposed Moses and Aaron. It was not for another 18 years, as we've seen in the case of Muhammad going back to Mecca from Medina to kill all the infidels who rejected Muhammad as a prophet, those who opposed him. But notice it is immediately in the found verse, that is verse 31. For there we read, now it came to pass as he finished speaking all these words that the ground split apart under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their household and all the men with Korah with all their goods. So they and all those with them went down alive into the pit. The earth closed over them and they perished for among the assembly. Man, oh man, what a huge difference between the Quran and the Bible. But here is what we learned from our study for today. Allah, the God of Muhammad, is a terrorist. His angels are terrorists. And his Muslim believers, with the leadership of their claimed prophet Muhammad, are terrorists. Muhammad did not perform one miracle in the Quran to prove to his people that he is a true prophet from God. But simply Muhammad proved to his people that he is a true prophet by using the sword, by simply beheading the oppositions and cutting off their fingers and their toes. And Muslim believers do the dirty work for Allah to prove that Allah is Akbar. Allah is bigger. I'm sorry, that is not an evidence that Muhammad is a prophet from God. Because any invader, as we have seen throughout man's history, have done similar things like Muhammad did. Except none of them have said, we are sent by some God and we are mercy to all mankind. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.